Joining us, we have Ivan Moreno with the Associated Press and Ed Sealover with the Denver Business Journal. By and large, Governor Hickenlooper received a warm reception for the speech, and it seems like lawmakers on both sides of the aisle didn't have a lot to criticize Ivan.
Yeah, that's right. His State of the State speech did not really have many controversial things in it. He talked about how the unemployment rate is now at 4.1% compared to just over 9% when he took office. This, of course, was his fifth State of the State. He mentioned some economic development initiatives that he wants to see kind of start to materialize, including getting jobs for people who have been unemployed for more than 6 months, reducing testing in public schools. And also, he talked a little bit about the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights, which was really what a lot of lawmakers were kind of waiting to see what he had to say about that. And he really kind of just referenced it very briefly. You know, we're going to have to deal with this, but didn't really call for any legislative action on it so far. So it just sounds more like he's laying the groundwork to have this conversation in future years.
Ed, what stood out to you and what does it mean for the next few months?
I think what stood out to me was the caution that he took in the way he delivered this speech. Hickenlooper has actually delivered some of the boldest State of the States I've ever heard before. Back in 2012, he even called for an end to homelessness in Colorado. And this year, he really didn't put forward a lot of specific policy plans. As Ivan referenced, he said, well, we're having a fiscal constitution problem, but didn't really talk about how to fix it. He referenced that he wanted to balance energy and environmental concerns with oil and gas, but really gave no direction to what could be some controversial suggestions coming out of an oil and gas task force later this year. And even his economic development plans, which were really the meatiest part of the speech, were very targeted. We're going to go for high unemployment, rural counties. We're going to go for the long-term unemployed. These things that are going to be hard for anyone to really dispute. So I think Hickenlooper, what stood out to me about Hickenlooper's speech was the idea that he made this speech with an eye toward the fact that he's dealing with a split legislature that, if you look at the bills that were introduced in the first week, clearly have very different ideas of what they want to do with government.
When I talked to him, he said in his final 4 years, he has more realistic expectations about what he can accomplish.
Well, and I think that going back to Tabor, maybe he is looking at the long view of things. I think he realizes that the refunds that are expected to maybe happen this year, that there's really no way to go to the ballot and ask voters to keep those this year. But he has another 4 years in office, and so he has a while to try to, again, if he wants to, form this campaign to try to tackle these constitutional restraints that the state faces.
When you came out of it, you might think that the biggest initiative that he put forward was the idea of building more bike and hiking trails across the state, which is not insubstantial, but certainly is not the thing that lights up everyone's eyes. I think a lot of people talked about what wasn't in the speech. There was no mention of construction defects reform. There was no mention of business tax incentives. I think it's going to set up for this to be a very interesting year where Hickenlooper, who at times has really pushed bills, such as in 2011, at times has been pushed by bills, such as in 2013, now seems to be examining where exactly this might be able to go.
Thanks. That was Ed Sealover with the Denver Business Journal and Ivan Moreno with the Associated Press. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver, and you've been listening to Capital Conversation.